You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Christmas Goose, and I'm your host, DJ Goldilocks. Joining me again is...
DJ Hoey D. Happy to be here.
Wow, I'm not. Here is Little Richard with Long Tall Sally, The Thing.
Go to town and Mary about Uncle John. He claim he has a miserable buddy having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's a bit of a species guy. Everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. And he ducked back in the alley, oh baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby.
That was Little Richard with Long Tall Sally and Long Tall Sally. And then in parentheses, The Thing.
Well, I have several questions regarding that tune. First of all, what is The Thing? That's very vague.
I don't know what it is. I think he's referring to the classic John Carpenter movie from the 1980s.
He's not referring to the original. He's referring to the remake.
Well, a little-known fact about Little Richard is that he's a huge John Carpenter fan, Joe. You should know this.
Also, Little Richard and... is a synonym for Lil Dicky, the current comedic rapper. Do you think they're the same person?
You know, considering they both have the same love of John Carpenter's remake of The Thing, I think it's safe to say that they're the same person. You know who else might be the same person?
Who?
Bob Dylan, who's doing this next song, which is Tombstone Blues. Enjoy.
Sweet pretty things on betting off course. The city fathers they're trying to endorse. The reincarnation of Paul Revere's horse. But the town has no need to be nervous. The ghost of Bell Star, she hands down her wits. To Jezebel and Nun, she violently knits. A bald wig for Jack the Ripper, who sits at the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with a tombstone blues. The hysterical bride in the penny arcade. Screaming, she moans, I've just been made. Then sends out for the doctor who pulls down the shade and says, my advice is to not let the boys in. Now the medicine man comes and he shuffles inside. He walks with a swagger and he says to the bride, stop all this weeping, swallow your pride. You will not die. it's not poison. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. John the Baptist, after torturing a thief, looks up at his hero, the commander-in-chief, saying, tell me, great hero, but please make it brief. Is there a hole for me to get sick in? The commander-in-chief answers him while chasing a fly, saying, death to all those who would whimper and cry. And dropping a barbell, he points to the sky, saying, the sun's not yellow, it's chicken. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. King of the Philistines, his soldiers to save, puts jawbones on their tombstones and flatters their graves. Puts the Pied Pipers in prison and fattens the slaves and sends them out to the jungle. Gypsy Davy with a blowtorch, he burns out their camps. With his faithful slave Pedro behind him, he tramps. With a fantastic collection of stamps to win friends and influence his uncle. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in trouble with the tombstone blues. Geometry of innocent flesh on the bone causes Galileo's math book to get thrown at Delilah, who's sitting worthlessly alone, but the tears on her cheeks are from laughter. I wish I could give Brother Bill his great thrill. I would set him in chains at the top of the hill, then send out for some pillars and Cecil B. DeMille. He could die happily ever after. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. Unwrapped a bedroll. Tuba players now rehearse around the flagpole. And the National Bank at a profit sells roadmaps for the soul to the old folks' home and the college. I wish I could write you a melody so plain that could hold you, dear lady, from going insane. That could ease you and cool you and cease the pain of your useless and pointless knowledge. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues.
That was Tombstone Blues by Bob Dylan. Joe, what did you think of that song?
I agree that it was, in fact, Tombstone Blues by Bob Dylan.
It's good to see us getting along.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing I thought about during that song is that he mentioned food a couple of times, and boy do I hope that Bob Dylan knows about how to use cutting boards. You should use different cutting boards so the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices don't touch prep surfaces for other foods, like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. One in six Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Now we're going to move on to a song that's not, to my knowledge, built around food. It's Frog Went to Courtin' by the Flat Duo Jets. That was the Flat Duo Jets with their cover of a folk song classic, Frog Went Accordin'.
These Duo Jets, just how flat are we talking?
Oh. Paper.
That's very flat.
Indeed. Classic. But you know what's jets. Not, you know two things that aren't flat?
What?
Ice cream and crows.
That's true, Zach.
Here's Captain Beefheart and his magic band with Ice Cream for Crow.
It's so hot, looks like you have 3 weeks, Crow. The moon's so full, why have all a pumpkin? You know there's something. Was a stone's throw. Stop the show. I need to say hello to the crow.
Light the fire, piano.
That was Captain Beefheart and his magic band with Ice Cream for Crow. You know, I wonder why he's having ice cream. Maybe it's his birthday. You know, you won't forget your birthday. You shouldn't forget the law. All young men need to register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday. By registering, you keep yourself eligible for federal loans and Pell Grants, jobs and training. So, don't forget to register. Visit sss.gov on your computer or smartphone, or pick up a registration form at your local post office. It's quick, it's easy, it's the law. Joe, there's just one problem.
What is that problem, Zachary?
I forgot my birthday. Oh. Here's Be My Baby by the Ronettes.
Thank you.
that was Be My Baby by the Ronettes from personally one of my favorite albums of all time, and I think all of ours. Be My Baby, the very best of the Ronettes.
The song was so, the album was so good that they named a song after it, apparently.
Or maybe the song was so good they named the album after it. Who knows? Write your local post office to let your opinions be heard. Anyways, here's a song. It's called The Train Kept A-Rollin', and it's by Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio.
I caught a train, I met a dame. She was a hefty and a real tall dame. She was pretty from New York City, and we trucked on.
Sorry about the technical difficulties, folks, but Joe is very dumb.
What?
Yes. Now, Joe, I've noticed a problem that we've been having.
What is the problem?
This song was very old, and the last song was very old, Joe. All we're doing is playing really old songs, Joe. Don't you understand, Joe? The most recent song was by Captain Beefheart and his magic band,
so
Joe.
So that means we have to play even older songs.
Or we
Let's
can...
Let's play some cavemen banging rocks together.
Or we can play Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes.
That is another option.
Now.
That was Fell in Love with a Girl by the White Stripes. Any thoughts, Joe?
It was a good song. You know, Zachary?
What?
I'm happy you invited me onto this show. We've been having a good time.
Yeah, we have. You
know, it's fun. We've had some great banter. You're a pretty nice guy. Yeah, I like you.
Aww.
I just don't respect you.
What? Well, maybe we'll have to change that by playing Respect by Aretha Franklin. That was Aretha Franklin with Respect.
You know what, Zach? You're right. I respect you a little bit now.
Thank you, buddy. By the way, when someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment, and that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Here's The Clash with Wrong and Boyle.
Crying man, you better stop. around the bottle. A trying man, you better stop. It is the wrong umbrella.
That was Wrong M. Boyle by The Clash. You know, Joe, I gotta tell you something, man. That Eric Clapton, what a great guitarist.
I agree, he's pretty good.
Yeah. He plays for The Clash, right?
No.
Do you know who plays for The Clash?
I don't know. There's some dead people in there.
All right, find out who plays for The Clash, folks, and then send us a carrier pigeon letting us know, so that way I don't go around saying it's Eric Clapton, like a gosh diggity dang fool. Here's Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones. That was Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones, originally written by Riff Randall.
Yeah, she wrote it. She's the number one fan of the Ramones.
Yeah.
She wrote it for them and performed it during her gym class.
Indeedly do. You know what you get at high school, Joe?
What?
Your GED. Wait, your high school diploma, or you can get a
GED. That's what you get if you don't go to high school.
That's right. And if you're thinking about getting a GED diploma, but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. Next up is You Keep Me Hanging On by the Supremes.
And that was You Keep Me Hanging On by the Supremes. You know who's really has to hang on? About 9 million dying children. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
How wonderful, Joe. Now, yeah. Here's Slim Harpo with I've Got Love If You Want It. Fine brown frame.
with your fine brown frame. If you let me love you, babe, I'm thinking you're loving me. I'm thinking you're loving me. Now, yeah, you come, babe. Now, yeah, you come, babe. With your head hung down. With your head hung down. Talk all over town. Talk all over town.
That was Slim Harpo with I've Got Love If You Want It. Joe, what do you think of that song?
But if you don't want it, does he still have love, or is his love only conditional on whether or not you want it?
I'd imagine it's only conditional. That's my opinion.
Okay. I need to learn to want his love.
You know what else is only conditional? That this next song is by Jimmy Cliff, and it's The Harder They Come from the movie of the same name.
Are you?
Oh,
COVID-19. Arg.
Well, look at Mr. Push-Ups. What are we getting in shape for?
Selective service. 20.
Come again?
Selective service. Arg. Service. 21. You know it's the law. We have to register when we turn 18.
Dude, no push-ups. You only need your mobile phone. You just have to register. There's no fitness.
Really?
No, you're not joining the military. It's just a database.
So?
Video games have trained your fingers enough. Just go to SSS.gov and get registered.
That easy.
SSS.gov.
Here's Bo Diddley with the song Bo Diddley from the album Bo Diddley.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh, Diddley called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby of Sunday cold. Oh, Diddley called her Bellcat to make a pretty baby of Sunday hat. Come to my house and grab that phone. Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't worth.
That was Bo Diddley by Bo Diddley from the album Bo Diddley.
Who was the composer of that song, though?
Bo Diddley. Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Bo Diddley. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Next up is Hush by Deep Purple.
Shh. Zach, hush.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
my heart, but love just seen. Now hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, I need a loving and I'm not to blame. Now got early in the morning, got late in the evening. Well, I want and need it. Oh, I gotta get heavy. She got loving like quicksand. Only took one touch of her hand. Blow my mind and I'm in so deep that I can't eat y'all and I can't sleep.
That was Hush by Deep Purple. Joe, what are your final thoughts at the end of this hour?
It wasn't very quiet, despite being called Hush.
Yeah, I know. For a heavy metal band, they sure are pretty loud.
Yeah.
All right, folks, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Christmas Goose with your host, DJ Goldilocks.
And a guest... special guest hosting duties by DJ Hoey D. Make sure you stay tuned in for the next 4 minutes because my show, Don't Assume My Genre, featuring Alex, is going to be occurring.
I am so sorry you had to spend this last hour with us.
I'm not.